Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about website security? With Kinsta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta is a managed WordPress hosting provider, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and unmatched human-only customer support. Plus, their user-friendly custom dashboard, MyKinsta, makes managing your site or multiple sites easy and efficient. Customers can experience up to 200% faster sites by simply moving to the platform. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers with zero downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
You ever feel like nothing good was ever going to happen to you? It says in these movie writing books that every character has an arc. You understand? Like everybody starts out somewheres, and then they do something, or something gets done to them, changes their life. That's called their arc. Where's my arc?
Hey, Theo. I'm just basically calling to let you know that a lot of what you say is pretty much exactly how I feel, man. I'm in recovery also, and this shit just gets overwhelming sometimes, man. You know, I thought getting sober would solve most of my problems, but I guess life's a little bit more complicated than that.
I was not always this strong guy, you see. I went through a lot of hard times in my life to get here today. I'd like to thank my mom up here, who who never picked me up when I fell. She taught me how to get up when I was knocked down.
I want to remind you of something, and you don't need reminded of it, but I'm going to remind you. Anyhow, life is hard. Life is hard. It's always been hard from the beginning, and it will always be hard.
You have to hit rock bottom. That's the way up. You hit rock bottom, it's beautiful. The struggle of coming back is beautiful. That struggle, it doesn't appear like it's beautiful while you're going through it, but it's just being tested. And without a test, there's no testimony. Life tests you. Sometimes life annihilates you. But eventually, if you don't quit, it'll be merciful to you.
Man, the beauty of being someone who has to go through struggle, the beauty, because you get that. If there's no struggle, then it's nothing. There's no journey. There's no journey. You know, you get to make that magic, man. You get to be the story.
You're sitting there and you're thinking, man, I thought my life was together. Now it's in shambles at my feet. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not. It's all right. You're not supposed to have it together.
At some point, everything's going to go south on you. Everything's going to go south, and you're going to say, this is it. This is how I end. Now, you can either accept that, or you can get to work. That's all it is. You just begin. You solve one problem, then you solve the next one.
I love that you have such high standards. But those aren't high standards. That's called perfection. And if you give yourself just a little bit of time, and if you be a little more loving to yourself, I think you're going to find you got a lot to give.
Each of us, we're remarkable creatures, and we have something to offer to the world, to our the people we love, to the world at large. And it's our responsibility to make that manifest.
On this particular fight that you're in, whatever it may be, the bell will ring, and that fight will be over. None of them last forever. None of them last forever.
He always said when I was a kid, son, it can only last so long. I never understood what he said. He used to come up to me on the football field. I'd be crying and moping. It can only last so long, son. Keep going. It can only last so long. And then later on, when it started getting hard, I started thinking, like, that's what my dad meant all these years. It can only last so long. Just grind. Just go.
Just go.
Just put your nose down and get to it.
Some days it gets tough.
It does.
Some days it gets tough.
And I think a part of it, that noble mentality is, you know, your tired body, f*** that
that unmotivated mind and get out there and do it anyway. You know, you better fight yourself, because you're not only winning when things are going your way. You got to figure out how to win when things aren't going your way. You got to figure out when your body's fighting you, when your mind's fighting you. How do you still, you know, just say, fuck it, I'm gonna beat my mind today.
Don't take today off. Not today. Wait until tomorrow. Don't give in to the immediate gratification that is whispering in your ear. Shut that down. Do not listen to that little voice. Instead, go through the motions. Lift the weights. Sprint the hill. Work on the project. Get out of bed.
I never forget one time I was running by a graveyard. I look out there, I'm like, man, I wonder how many of you motherfuckers in there are so upset with how you lived your life. I'm running a 300-pound man thinking, man, don't die like this, bro.
The majority of success that I have had have come on the back end of pain. Pain has pushed me to levels unknown for me at the time. All I know that was pain, but on the other side of it, all of a sudden, I became better in an area. So when we go through those situations in our lives, pain helps you develop those things that is going to take you to the next level of whatever it is the Lord has for you. Believe that.
I walk through hell in here. When you walk through hell, just keep going.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, no time to stop when you walk through hell, man. And if you feel like you're at the end of the rope, man, just tie a knot in that motherfucker. Hold on. Maybe do it soon enough.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute or an hour or even a year. But eventually it will subside. And something else will take its place. If I quit, however, it will last forever.
Pain that you go through is temporary, but the greatness on the other side is forever. It's the thing that we always got to constantly remember. And if we could just get past that pain threshold, training, whatever it is, and on the other side of that, man, is the good it's the greatness.
Heroes and villains always have the same backstory, pain. The difference is what they choose to do about it. Villain says, the world hurt me, I'll hurt it back. The hero says, the world hurt me, I'm not going to let it hurt anybody else.
Every success in life, guys, is masked by temporary pain. Everything in life that's worthwhile, every prison you want to unwrap, is wrapped in pain. To unwrap that present, to peel the paper off that present, to get inside, to get through the reward, you must peel away the pain. Welcome the pain. Unwrap the pain. Find life.
The man who never fell has no glory. The man who fell and got back up, that's where his glory is. The man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory.
Wow.
That man has more courage, way more courage than the guy who was so strong from birth that he never fell. There's no glory in that.
You have to work harder than you
than you think you possibly can. You can't hold grudges. And it doesn't matter how you get knocked down in life, because that's going to happen. All that matters is that you got to get up.
You can't stop. You can't quit. You can't say, I'm a failure. You're not a failure. You're not. You're a wonderful, strong, intelligent youngster. Take advantage of that. Trust in God. Trust in yourself. And step forward. Put one foot in front of another.
Everybody thinks they're a loser. Every young person thinks they're a loser. At least a young person in the situation I was at. I didn't know I wasn't a loser until I started winning. I wasn't really a loser. I just was someone who was like in a fucked up situation. If you're alive, you can get better.
No matter what.
Yeah, no matter what. If you're alive, you can shift things.
Other than death, all failure is psychological. This failure, this upset, this catastrophe, if you aren't dead, then it's just psychological. As long as you don't surrender, as long as you don't give up, as long as you don't quit, then you haven't failed. If you get beat, unless you're dead, you are not defeated. And you have not failed. What you've done is you've learned.
I'm a warrior. Period. There's a lot of guys that have been in a lot more combat than me. A warrior is not always that. A warrior is a motherfucker who says, hey, I'm here again today. I'm here again tomorrow. I'm going to be here the next day. I'm 50 years old. I'm still fucking after it. It's a person that puts no limit on what's possible.
He gets down to the end of his life. And he looks back and decides that all those years he suffered, those were the best years of his life. Because they made him who he was. All the years he was happy, you know, total waste. Didn't learn a thing.
All of us got stories to tell. All of us have experienced some tragedy, and if we haven't, we will. And you can either let it destroy your life, or you can build upon it. You can permit it to let it hold you down, or you can decide, I'm not going to let that happen to me. I'm bigger than this. Make a declaration to yourself. Declare all out war that you're going to get out of this rut.
Sometimes something can be so tough, like can be so hard, right, that you're not going to understand it. I'm talking about it could be so real that you're not going to understand. It could be so real, like you can't go to the Bible and get a verse for it. It could be so real that you're not going to understand it. You just got to survive it, doc. Mm-hmm. Right? And by surviving it, the lessons come. Mm-hmm. The blessings come. The perspective comes. Most importantly and hopefully, the peace comes.
One day you're going to wake up, eat your breakfast, brush your teeth, go about your business. And sooner or later, you're going to realize you haven't thought about it. None of it. And that's the moment. When you know that's possible, it all gets easier.
You might be covered in dirt. You might be covered in mud. You might be covered in blood. And you might be broken to some degree. But you can stand there with dignity and say, yeah, but at least I tried. I mean, I've crashed and burned so many times. Man, I like to picture God looking down and saying, yeah, but that boy just won't quit. He just watching. He'll get back up and he'll get up swinging and he'll try again. He just don't quit.
I don't care how good you are. I don't care how talented you are. I don't care how much you work on yourself. There are some times when things aren't going to go right. They just are not going to go right. There are times when anything that can happen will happen. Murphy's Law will be knocking at your door. Why? I don't know why. That's called life.
Sometimes things are going to be so tough. Stop fighting it. Stop trying to understand it. Just survive it. Take all that energy and just survive it. Like, bro, day by day, moment by moment, situation by situation, like my dog say, be where your feet are. Just survive it, right? And then you're going to get to a place, you're going to be on top of the mountain one day, and you're going to say, man, I see exactly why I had to face and go through that.
Oftentimes, people just need momentum. They need one good day.
Right.
You need one
That's
good
it.
Day. If you have one good day where you eat clean, you drink a lot of water, and you like you did, you got that day, you woke up, you put your shoes on, you went for a run, you worked out your driveway, you got a good day in.
Yep.
That's sometimes all you need to do and decide, this is what I do from now on. I have good days.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's going to be another good day, and then I'm going to force myself into another good day. And the next thing you know, I've got some momentum.
Right.
You got some momentum. You can change everything.
Yep.
At the end of the day, I ask myself one question. Can I take one more step? And usually the answer is yes. So if you can answer that question and not take another step, that is real failure. A lot of people can take one more step, but they choose not to. I don't know if you can take two steps. You got to answer that question after you take the first step. But I can always take one more step, so if I choose not to, that's on me. I gotta live with that.
When you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person that walked into it. That's what the storm is all about. When you can't control what's happening to you, control how you respond to it. That's where your power is.
Mm-hmm. Many times in my life, I've felt like I could slip the wrong way, and I see it. I see the dark hole, and I go, and just go the other way. The problem is when people fall into that dark hole, they think that that defines them. But it doesn't.
Right.
It doesn't define you. It's just you right now. You could be totally different tomorrow. You're a human being. You can think. You can adjust. And there's so much inspiration.
Largely, everyone needs to go through the same challenges that you're going through. Every single difficult thing that you do is kind of like a massive wall that you need to get over. And you go, wow, I'm so glad that I've got over that wall. And think about how many other people are going to fall at that wall.
The answer to fixing the problems in your life are in your own dang hands. But it takes guts. It takes a backbone. It takes men and women with the bark on. Quit pointing the finger, look in the mirror, and go get it done. Make the hard decisions, make the sacrifice, and fix stuff.
I have grown leaps and bounds because of the things that I've gone through, and that's one of those things that I went through. And when I say went through, that means I came on the other side of it. So for those who are going through right now, there's hope. You do have hope. There is something on the other side of this. Don't get caught up where you are. Don't stay where you are. Keep moving. Keep pushing through.
Everything worthwhile is uphill. You see, every dream that you've ever had, it's all uphill. If you have a great relationship with somebody, you had to work on it. It's uphill. If you've built a wonderful business, guess what? It was uphill. And the only way that you can go uphill is to be intentional. Nobody ever accidentally went uphill. It took energy. It took time. Everything worthwhile is uphill.
There's only one way, one direction. If you're at the bottom, there's only one way, but you got to look up. And when you look up, there's somebody there waiting for you. His name is G-O-D.
Mm-hmm.
And he's there with a hand, reaching out, waiting for you to take control of your life.
Everything you're going through is preparing you for what you ask God for. You just got to quit tripping while you're in the process, because the process is necessary. You may not see it now, but when he gets you on the other side of it, you're going to see exactly why it went that way. And you're going to be okay with it. But quit tripping during the process. God is processing you. He ain't through with you. If he was through with you, you would not wake up in the morning.
When we wake up in the morning, we get to choose how we're going to live that day. We can choose to live in faith, happy, expecting favor, or we can choose to live discouraged, defeated, focused on our problems. Happiness doesn't automatically happen. It's a choice we have to make. You can't wait to see what kind of day it's going to be. You have to decide what kind of day it's going to be. First thing in the morning, you need to make up your mind, I'm going to live this day happy. If you don't decide how you're going to live, circumstances will decide for you.
What I'm here to tell you is that life doesn't happen to you. We all think that life happens to me, right? Life happens for you. It happens for you. I mean, opportunities will come to you every day. It's either for you, you can remain scared of the opportunities, or you can embrace them and take them.
The journey is truly the reward. I may not be who I want to be today, but I know I can be better tomorrow working towards who that person is to me. That's a choice for me. Have I made mistakes within the business of my craft? Yes. Am I going to make mistakes moving forward? Yes. Am I ever going to be perfect? I'll never be perfect, but I'm just aware that you have to have laughter. You have to have fun in this. You have to smile. You cannot put too much pressure on yourself, because this one life to live with everything going on and everything that we have been through as a human race, it's confusing and it can be a lot. But I'm here to remind you that home is literally where your family is, and your family should have trust, loyalty, and love, and they should shower you with what you need. Shower people with their flowers.
The whole life you think, I'll just keep judging and keeping people at a distance. But guess what? There's this thing in the distance making you think that you win somehow, that I win somehow by doing that. But then I get to the end of my life and I'll realize, you know what? I didn't win anything by doing that. The only thing I won was being alone.
Imagine if you wake up every day with $84,600 in your bank account. And every day, at the end of the night, it's gone, whether you wasted it or not. And then the next day, you get another $84,600. You would do everything in your power to spend it. Because you know the next day, you're getting $84,600. You don't want to leave nothing there. You'd make the best of it, right? You get 84,600 seconds. Why waste time?
The universe will be around 70 billion years. You're around for 50, 70, 100 years. It's a blink of a firefly in the night, one time, right? You're just barely here. So you got to make the most of every minute, which doesn't mean that you chase some stupid desire for your entire life. What it means is that, like, every second that you have on this planet, it's very precious, and it's your responsibility to make sure that you're happy and you're interpreting everything in the best possible way.
I always thought joy was, I get this and then I'm happy, or I do this and then I'm happy, or I get her and then I'm happy, or I make that and then I'm happy, or they respect me and then I'm happy. Or I always thought happiness was to be acquired by the things I would gain from life. That's why I was always grabbing. If I knew early on that happiness actually is in me offering all of my suffering up for other people as an instructive thing, or as something that could benefit man, then I maybe would have lived my life differently. So I guess the question I would ask anybody is, how do you use your suffering to tap into your joy?
Sun don't stop for nobody, man. Sun don't fucking stop. Sun gonna be up in the morning regardless. That sun is gonna be up in the morning regardless of how I fucking feel and how depressed I am. The sun is gonna fucking shine in the morning. And at nighttime, the moon gonna be there. And you gonna look up, these days gonna keep going by. So do you let the days go by and look up and you done wasted a year doing what? Or do you just pick it up? All right, well, gotta figure it out, made some mistakes, life goes on. Let me figure out life from this point. I'm a life goes on type of guy.
You can decide that you're gonna stand up to life. You can decide that I'm gonna live each day as if it were my last. You have the power to make that decision. You can decide, I'm going to work on myself and develop myself. I'm going to empower me. And all of these things that are happening to me right now, they're just temporary inconveniences. They're not stronger than I am. I'm in charge here.
It starts with yourself, man. You got to start diving into those things that you are afraid of. You don't gain confidence by going to the spot that makes you feel good. This could be a false reality. What gave me confidence was spending years at a kitchen table trying to learn how to read and write on my own, realizing I can't learn the way you learn. I can't, but I can learn. What gives you confidence is not being afraid. It's overcoming the fear.
Somebody said the harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. Oh, it's sweet to you. It's good to you. Why? See, when it's hard and there's a struggle, see, what you become in the process is more important than the dream. That's far more important. The kind of person you become, the character that you build, the courage that you develop, the faith that you're manifesting. Oh, it's something that you get up in the morning, you look yourself in the mirror, you're a different kind of person. You walk with a different kind of spirit. And people know that you know what life is, that you have embraced life. You knew it was hard, but you did it hard.
There's no excuse for people not being able to do what they want to do. You can do anything that you want to do. So if you're young, don't give up. Don't say the world is just against me. That's not true. A person can accomplish anything that they want. Forge ahead. Don't stop. If times are hard, good things nor bad things last forever.
There's 24 hours in the day where you're alone in this brain, and your brain is talking to you in all kind of ways, and it wants to control you and pull you in these different pockets. You got to tell your brain where you want to go and how you want to go and how you want to get there. You got to control it.
We define ourselves far too often by our past failures. We look at our past and we say, well, that's me. That's not you. You are this person right now. You're the person who's learned from those failures. And you can choose to be the hero of your own movie right now. Write down your goals. Write down things you want to improve. Write down things you won't tolerate from yourself. Write down things that you've done in the past that you never want to see yourself do again. And go forth from here as the hero of your own movie.
It's pretty easy sometimes to feel beaten when you're faced with all those issues and all those problems and they all hit you at the same time. But let me tell you, that doesn't mean give up. It means it's time for you to fight harder, to dig in. These challenges that you face, they're going to do their best to take you down. Do not let them. Stand up, dig in. Line up those problems and confront them, face them, fight them. Let their demands and their trials make you stronger. Let the adversity you face today turn you into a better person tomorrow.
You have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything. So to do that, you have to come into work, and work is, whatever your work may be, ready to go. And what that means is you may have failed miserably yesterday, but you come to work like, be like, man, you just lost everything. How the hell are you just f***ing motivated? Because this is what it takes. This is what the f*** it takes. And you got to get it from wherever you can. Whether you make up this illusion of your life, or this false reality that gets you motivated, whatever gets you motivated, it's got to be here at the tip of your brain at all times. Because in those dark moments, you got to pull it out.
Don't quit. Don't give up. Hopelessness is a state of mind. Don't live your entire life hopeless and unfulfilled. You say, Dwayne, what if I'm so far away from my dream now that I die before I actually reach it? Die on the road. Die on the road. Go to your dream. And if you never make it, if you die before you get to your dream, die going to your dream.
Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. Not even me. You got a dream, you got to protect it. People can't do something themselves. They want to tell you you can't do it. You want something, go get it. Period.
Well, everybody, it's Groundhog's Day again for David Goggins. If you pan it down here, you see it's about 3 o'clock in the morning and there's not a car or a person in sight. If you pan over here, it's the same thing. Not a car or a person in sight. People want to know where I find my strength at. Where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places, but right now, this morning, I'm getting it from, there's not a motherfucker that's up. There's not a car. There's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hate it's a Monday. And I'm loving it. I'm loving that where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger. It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality. You don't get better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the fuck after it every daggone day.
You always have to be the person who roots for you before everyone else does. And it's usually a single clap in the auditorium for a very long period of time. It is a slow clap that's just you rooting for you.
I realize if I keep going back and going back and going back, your mind will say, okay, we're gonna figure it out.
It'll find a way.
Because he is not going to stop.
Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. I was the same way. And that used to hurt me growing up. Now I fucking thrive in that shit. That's the only place to be.
If you can get a mental image of the person you would most like to become, begin now to act as that person would act in everything you do. Gradually, imperceptibly, you will actually become that person. It goes back to what the great German poet and philosopher Goethe once said. Before you can do something, you must first be something. Before you can do what you would most like to do, you must first become the person who can do it.
You want to be that one motherfucker that every day, whether it's raining, snowing, sleeting, you lost every dime, you come and you bring the energy that it takes at the highest level every day. And that's the person you want to be every day of your life.
Every day when you get out of bed, life's standing right there to kick you in the face, man. Life is going to throw all kinds of crazy shit, and you have to be ready for it, and you got to deal with it. Can't curl up into a ball. You can't run away from it. You can't hide. You have to take all this shit head on. Great things happen and really bad things happen. And you got to take it all in stride. And you got to pick yourself up the next day, strap your shoes back on, and get out there and go to war again.
If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start. If you're going to try, go all the way. This can mean losing girlfriends, wives, relatives, jobs, and maybe your mind. Go all the way. There's no other feeling like that. You'll be alone with the gods, and the nights will flame with fire. All the way. All the way. You will ride life straight to perfect laughter. It's the only good fight there is.
Everything is possible in your life when you believe. When you believe, everything is possible. Everything is possible. Go and take it whatever you want to do.
Now, when I was 15 years old, I had a very important person in my life come to me and say, "Who's your hero?" And I said, "I don't know, I got to think about that. Give me a couple of weeks." I come back 2 weeks later, this person comes up and says, "Who's your hero?" I said, "I thought about it. You know who it is?" I said, "It's me in 10 years. So I turned 25 10 years later. That same person comes to me and goes, "So are you a hero?" And I was like, "Not even close. No, no, no." She said, "Why?" I said, "Because my hero is me at 35. So you see, every day, every week, every month, and every year of my life, my hero is always 10 years away. I'm never going to be my hero. I'm not going to attain that. I know I'm not. And that's just fine with me because that keeps me with somebody to keep on chasing."
When I had my accident, I found out at that moment, nothing in life is promised except death. If you have the opportunity to play this game of life, you need to appreciate every moment. A lot of people don't appreciate their moment until it's passed. Right now is my time and my moment, thanks to the fans, thanks to the accident, thanks to God. And I plan to celebrate and scream and pop champagne every chance I get, because I'm at the Grammys, baby. Everybody asked me the question. They wanted to know what I would do if I didn't win. I guess we'll never know.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, oh.